Hi everybody, Michelle here from Boo Sounds, recording to you from our staycation, which is in Travel Lodge in North Edmonton, and I'm going to give you something to use your imagination on for Writer Wednesday, whether you write it down or not. It's up to you. I'm going to try and explain describe our hotel room to you, to the best of my ability. But I'm going to do it as if, seeing it from a window. Through a window. So some of our room you won't see, like of course the bathroom but in the cold area, but for the most part you'll see it. So anyway, if you're facing the window from the outside, to the left you'd see a double bed with I guess it's a flowered kind of bedspread. Predominantly green, but there's some beige in it. There's two paintings, floral in nature, kind of a landscape of a garden with a, one has a bridge you can walk over, and there's some water. And one is a stream, and it looks like it's they were captured in autumn. So, anyway, in between the two beds, the two double beds, is a nightstand, wood, kind of a tannish color, and the headboards are of a tan color as well. Now, here's where I want you to start. Using your imagination, because there's going to be some objects in various areas, okay? So, there, on the nightstand, there's a Nintendo DS, a set of headphones, a Go pillow for the iPhone, which is gray in color. The DS is the larger variety, the XL, and it's burgundy in color. There's a clock radio and a white phone, as well as a Brita fill and blue in color. Two lampshades are attached to the wall, white, well, lamps and shades, white in color. On the bed closest to the window is a Go pillow with an iPad in it. Of course, you may not know this, but you'll presume so. Now, you may or may not see this, but I'm going to explain the table. It's a bit cluttered. It has the coffee pot, which is black with the silver pot, and all its fixings with the whitener and what have you. A lamp, and that's in the corner. A styrofoam cup with some markers. And a laptop computer, red in color, with on top of it some illustration board. And on top of the topmost one is a picture of a man looking very closely at a phoenix coming out of the ashes. There's also a cooling tray, a bottle of lemon water, headphones, another picture, which I won't go into detail. I'll leave that to your imagination. I don't know if I mentioned on the bed, along with the Go pillow, is some is a fill and go, another blue one. There's a white fridge. Don't know what's inside of it. You can choose to use your imagination. We do have some stuff inside, but a box of that says Samba headphones, black in color, black and gray, a card, like a bus pass wallet, and a pouch, black in color, with an OtterBox attachment on it. The phone is actually kind of hidden from you, but you know it's there. Two bags of Tostitos, corn chips, a bag of a thing of salsa, a small bag of Rockets, and a bag of those, not bag, a box of those, a can of those cylindrical cookies, but wafer cookies, but you don't know. All you see is a little Santa-ish kind of thing in a stocking with candy canes and mint lollipops. A Gladware with some, a couple Gladwares together with some crackers in, leftovers, and a box of Premium Plus crackers. And that's on kind of an entertainment center. There's a big door that opens up along with three dresser drawers. But again, you don't know what's inside. Now, you may see this from the window, but there's another computer along with the Yui boombox, which is silver in color. The computer is black. It's open. And that's in front of a mirror, which is in front of the desk. And again, the desk is wooden color, and there's a lampstand. I don't know the dimensions of this room, but it's a standard hotel room depth. The curtains are kind of a brownish color, as is the carpet. There are two chairs by the circular table. And so anyway, here, that's your setting. There's a couple in the room. What are they doing? I know what George and I would be doing. You know, he's out at the moment, but I know what we'd be doing. But your couple, what are they doing? Are they each on their iPad? Are they on the computer? Is one drawing? What's their conversation like? You tell me. Be nice to hear some of your ideas. One of these days I will do the same. And maybe when I'm done this staycation. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. It's up to you whether you want to go from the couple's point of view or from the outsider. And it could be a good outsider or a bad outsider. Like, you could be a beep, beep, beeping Tom. It's up to you. You are the writer. You're the creator of this little scene. And you can make it as short or as long as you want. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this Writer Wednesday, or Writing Wednesday. Take care. May your journeys be safe, and God bless. Bye for now. Just thought I should let you know that this is my February composition. I know that there are topics out there, but last year I set aside this little roadmap for myself, and I just find that it's it works for me. So anyway, again, may your journeys be safe. Take care, and God bless. Bye for now.